Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happened to some ex Danny's? I'm not supposed to be here. I already seen it. Hey, Hitler.
What? Is that a name for you?
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, motherfuckers? God damn it, we did it again. They said you can't cuss in like the first couple seconds of YouTube. You ain't gonna get no money. I already know. Wild Mates demonetized. Them niggas been demonetized for like 5 years running and counting. But yo, shouts out y'all motherfuckers, man. It's the Danny Brown Show live from Wild Mates Studios in Austin, Texas. I got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me.
Yo.
What up, you man? Already know. We got Nadav in this motherfucker. You already know.
What's up, dude?
I got these niggas working on their day off. These niggas is hot. Chad's supposed to go to Muay Thai class today.
Yeah,
I already
what the hell?
Know. You miss Muay Thai today? Motherfucking Zolo. I already know Zolo has some freaky shit going on with his shit. He a young, thriving, he's a testosterone. He the only nigga got the high testosterone in here naturally.
What the fuck?
For real? Zolo. He just got that shit, man, protruding to his body, man. He can't help it, man. He got to get a bitch, man. He's got to get a bitch. On Saturday, he like, it's Saturday? Y'all niggas want me to go? Who put this together to make Zolo work on a Saturday? He know this nigga's supposed to be on 6th Street. Y'all remember, last time I saw y'all niggas, we was on 6th Street. I kept getting kicked out of every bar we went to.
That was a fun day.
Why?
All right, well, we'll tell you why. I'm sorry, I got to introduce my guest in this motherfucker, no. Man. Shouts out to one of my favorite comedians in this motherfucker, Shane Gillis up in this bitch.
Hello. How
it's
are you?
It's an honor to have you up in this motherfucker, man. But yeah, man, it was the Wild Mitch Christmas party. You know me, I start hitting it hard.
Yeah.
I start hitting the brown hard. I'm hitting it hard. And my girl, she wanted to go home. I mean, you know, we were supposed to go home and have a pleasant day. But then Zolo was like, we about to go hit a few bars. I'm like, oh, dude, stay out. Yeah. No, my 40-year-old ass don't need to be doing shit for going home. But
why?
I can't help it.
No, you got to go out.
But no, I couldn't help it. My girl even mad. I told her, get out of here. Go home. I'm hanging with the homies. I don't even remember what I was doing. I was getting kicked out of every bar we went to. Like everything. That's what I'm saying. I said that to say, last thing I remember, man, we got kicked out of some bar. And I was just out front, just feeling distressed. All I could see was just Zolo, just in the wind. Like, it was like, he got the fuck away from me.
It's tough to get kicked out on 6th Street. 6th Street, that's impressive, getting kicked out of a bar.
In the daytime.
Oh.
You're like 2 p.m.
Dude, there's for real homeless dudes walking into those bars.
It's like 2 p.m. Niggas is not fucking with the boy, man.
I watched a lady get kicked out last night of a bar.
What you do?
It was insane. She was just, she actually like, she came and sat next to me and my friend, and she looked like, just, I saw her from my periphery, and she looked hot, but she sat down and started like punching my friend's back.
Ooh.
And he thought,
love taps.
He didn't know. He thought she was being like flirtatious, but I could see her, and I knew she was just a fucking demon, dude. She was like, yeah. And then he like tried to touch her back, like reach back, and she was like,
she's like,
get your fucking hands off me. And I was like, yo, I was like, dude, you got to move. And then I was like, could you please stop hitting my friend? And she looked at me and goes, well, you're fucking fat. And then, dude, yo. Then she took her tits
out. Can we hire her? Bro, can we book her for a
She goes like this. She goes, you're fucking fat. And I was like, what? She goes, flashed her tits, took her tits out, and then put them back. And I was like, your tits are fucking disgusting. ew, bitch, disgusting tits. And then she goes, I am ugly, I'm sorry. And I was like, I felt terrible. I was like, no, you're not ugly. I'm really sorry about that. And then she proceeded to, like, she just took her beer and just went, poured it upside down on the bar and sat it there. A bartender came over and was like, did you spill that? And she was like, no. It was wild, bro.
She just sounds like a legend to me.
She was a legend.
Everything about her just sounds like a walk-in movie, man. Everywhere
showed tits, called me fat. And I was just like, damn, just a fucking demon called me fat.
If you out there, if you see this, man, please, yeah. I would love to book you as a guest on the Danny Brown Show. I really feel like we got a lot in common. I really feel like we can jail. Like, it's something about, we might can start a podcast together, man. You know what I'm saying?
And it took him a while to kick her out. So getting kicked out here is pretty tough.
Yeah. But I mean, they see a lot. They actually have a, 6th Street scares me at my old age. And
yeah.
Because I be watching, I got, y'all ever seen this, I think it's like a YouTube channel or maybe a something, but 6th Street Fights.
Yeah, I was watching it last night.
It updates constantly.
Constantly. It's
like,
nonstop.
How many fights happen on 6th? It never stops.
There was
like,
one I saw live.
Oh.
I watched it happen and then I got home and it was up. I was like, shit. Damn, that's pretty cool.
I mean,
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, I'll shut up.
To monetize this shit is amazing though. Type of nigga, how you out here on the streets? Like, I'm just trying to see, that's your hustle. Like,
I saw a tow truck driver. It'll be up there.
I'm just saying, imagine this being your YouTube channel. Like, every day, that's your grind. I wake up and I'm thinking, like, man, I'm about to go on 6th Street and record some fights. You get what I'm saying? It ain't about it, to me, this nigga hustle is crazy. So he be just walking around on 6th Street, man, like, it's dead tonight. Ain't nobody getting their ass whooped. You got his camera, he pissed off. Like, it's dead tonight.
6th Street is Grand Theft Auto. Like, you'll walk down and you'll hear, like, Grand Theft Auto character statements. Like, I walked by and this lady was like, I don't need a fucking caseworker. I'm going to start selling drugs right now. I just kept walking.
Oh, it's definitely like some NPC shit.
Yeah.
Going down. The crazy shit though, if you see 6th Street when it's cracking, is like, you know, it's like a Bourbon Street with debauchery.
Yeah.
But if you ever been when it's dead, that's when I think you get the real full essence of it. Like,
yeah,
I went to 6th Street on like a Tuesday night, like soon as it started getting dark. I seen like 3 fights with like homeless motherfuckers cracking, like in like 15 minutes of just being there. I went and bought a pack of cigarettes. Dan got into a fight in the motherfucking store.
Of course.
So I really feel like, you know, the weekends, that's when it's like the touristy. That's when it's having a good time. But if you're a real savage, 6th Street during like the dead weekday shit, that's when you're going to really get the realness of it. I don't fuck with that shit, man. That's why I moved up north.
The worst is when you're walking down 6th Street and you catch one of those alleys. Like, you can see an alley where there's like 20 fucking
dudes. And they just
dudes,
smoking crack.
Everyone walking around. Yeah.
That's like the back alley, I feel like, at, what's that, Antone's? That motherfucker, man, on a late night. That, and oh man, all them alleys, man, what were we talking about? The alley over here, these niggas stole the cigarette. They stole the cigarette ashtray, man, on this motherfucker, man, so shit. Niggas don't give it, but hey, man. Glad to have you in this motherfucker. Like I said, it's an honor, man. I've been a huge fan of your shit. You remember the first time we met? At the stand in New York.
Yeah, I was shit-faced, and I came up, and I was
me
like,
too.
I love your music, man. It's actually really embarrassing.
No.
I was like, I was getting fired from SNL. Your music was like an inspiration to me. It's so embarrassing.
No, I was fucked up right with you.
I was truly hoping you didn't remember that.
No, I was fucked up right with you. Yeah. No, the only thing I remember about that because that was like when the whole SNL shit thing was going down, and I think that's why I was like, this nigga the truth, because you called us the black table.
That's not great. I was getting accused of being racist. I was like, what's this?
The black table? I'm like, he don't stop. Like, even in the face. Even in the face of the fire, man. He's still throwing flames, man. Like, I fucks with this nigga. That's what I really, because to me, man, I get it, man. Like, a lot of this shit, man, edgy humor is edgy humor. It is what it is, man. And at the end of the day, man, once you start trying to censor comedian, man, you're not going to get funny shit.
Yeah.
That's how it is with rap music. I feel like rappers get away with a lot of shit motherfuckers don't post to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, think if Biggie lived in his generation, man. You hear, if you can listen to some old Biggie music, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's the creepiest shit in the world,
kidnapping
man.
Kidnapping children.
Bro, like, even when he's just trying to be smooth and hollering at a bitch, you're like, oh, no, this creepy.
Yeah.
This is creepy. Like, an average Biggie song, man. Like, oh, man. I love it, but it didn't age well in this day and age of cancel culture and all that.
No.
But, shouts out to Biggie Smalls, though.
Him just getting head. That's like an interlude in an album.
You look just, so good. I suck on your daddy's dick. even though that was a Richard Pryor joke. Mm. You look so good. I suck on your daddy's dick. It's crazy.
Right now.
No, the craziest too, man. He was just, I got mad friends with Benzes. Like, just all type of shit, man. That's what he walked up. And
I got a story to tell.
Oh, yeah. That was about Anthony
Mason. That's like a really fucked up thing he did.
Did you know that?
No, but that's like a really fucked up.
Did you know that? That's who that was
about.
No,
they pinpointed which player it was?
Yeah, it was Anthony Mason. And Anthony Mason is a scary motherfucker.
That's a real bummer for Anthony Mason that it came out.
I mean, but Biggie was dead at the time.
True. He did win the war.
All right, man. We'll hop into some
Anthony Mason won the war, dude.
We'll hop into some Ask Danny's. Dog, you know how I realized I was fucked up. I mean, God damn it, this just really jumped in my head. But it's like a thing, man, where you know, white boys, they be like, man, niggas, the white bitches niggas be liking, like, we'll never touch them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thing.
No, I don't.
And I get it. And I get that shit, like, because niggas will fuck fat white bitches, and niggas will fuck all type of bitches, but I really figured out I got a crush on a Theranos bitch, man. I started watching, I went down a Theranos rabbit hole. You know about Theranos bitch?
No.
Like,
what's Theranos?
The Theranos bitch, man. So, yeah, the bitch tried to, you don't know about this shit?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean.
But now she kind of hot to me.
Terrifying. Look at those eyes, dude.
But see, that's what she, now she look like, that's what I'm talking about. She one of them type of white bitches. The white niggas ain't fucking with this bitch. But a nigga like, I hit the jackpot.
Look, yeah, I see it. Yeah, dude. You're exactly right.
A nigga like, I hit the old ball. And look at this bitch. She getting money. The bitch doing blood transfusion shit.
All right. Just lying to everyone.
Shouts out my nigga Cyrex. Oh, we gonna get into this.
All right.
It started with you, man. I can't. All right.
Oh, yeah.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ask Danny.
I'm not supposed to be here. I already seen it. Hey, Hitler.
What? Is that a name for you?
I've been seeing this girl. Oh, that's a Wild Mace thing. That's just a. That's a Wild Mace thing. All right. I've been seeing this girl for a couple months, and by seeing, I mean I've been taking 10 to 12 Benadryls and showing her that I've come in these balls. Just a strictly physical relationship. But over these last few weeks, she's developed feelings for me, and I don't feel the same. As a matter of fact, I've been seeing someone else, and I have feelings for her. And now I want to break it off with the on-again, off-again cum dog. Problem is, she low-key crazy and probably want to snitch to the girl I'm dating for the long haul and ruin what we got going on if I tell her I have feelings for someone else. What can I tell her that will let her down easy, lure her suspicious, so I can be free with the girl I want? Piss on me, beat me. You bet I'm coming up in May. Young Rizzy from Temple, Texas. Love the show. I've been watching since episode one with Dry to Austin to see you do stand-up. See, your mama always talk about me doing stand-up. I'm going to tell you why I don't do stand-up. It's this nigga sitting next to me right now.
Nah, you got
to
get up there.
I swear to God, man. I mean, only reason why I got to get up there because I'd be a bitch-ass nigga if I don't. Because everybody telling me, he's like, you got to try and figure it out.
Come to a spot tonight.
No, I just literally figured out how to write. But hold up. We're going to get back to Cubs. And at the end of the day, I think you're thinking too hard about this whole situation. It sounds like to me you just fucking with nasty bitches. So they don't care if you ghost them. That's one thing about fucking with nasty bitches. See, what get niggas canceled and all that shit, motherfuckers be on the road and doing it, they fucking with normie bitches, man. You have, see, they got, but what that is, they got morals and ethics, and they just probably couldn't fuck an ugly fat bitch or some shit like that. You gotta fuck a bitch that's happy you even fucking with her when you know you doing wrong.
Yeah.
And she ain't gonna say shit. She gonna keep that to herself because she gonna feel privileged that she was even graced with your presence.
Yeah, she's a cum dog.
Cum dog.
I mean, cum dog is...
Now, you trying to fuck with regular bitches? Hoes go to motherfucking...
Is that... I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that a 10 to 12 Benadryl? Is that like a theme?
No, that's a thing. That's a YMH thing. 10 to 12 Benadryl. Right.
I was going
to
say, this guy's taking 10 Benadryl.
No, that's a YMH callback.
Unstoppable.
No, but 10 to 12 Benadryl is crazy, though, man. I don't think he living no more, though.
No.
The 10 to 12 Benadryl guy?
He died.
Yeah. Yeah, did he die?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. It's confirmed.
Yeah, obviously. He was...
Rest in peace, Fed Meister, Nordemus, man. The YMH niggas got bodies. Y'all gonna have to start doing like some like we gotta do a tribute ceremony, man, for all the YMH niggas.
The fucking Oscars.
Yeah, man.
10 to 12 Benadryl.
Yeah,
guys.
Man. The next YMH live, man. We gotta do a rest in peace tribute, man, because these niggas is falling, man. All these niggas. I ain't gonna lie though. I seen Crazy Lokes though. I'm like, damn. I thought this nigga was dead. Yeah, 10 to 12 Benadryl. Shane, you never seen this? You gotta run it for him, dude.
Before you have sex, if you want to be horny for 2 or 3 hours like you've never been in your life, and you have access to marijuana too, good weed, listen to me.
Listen to me.
True weed alone can get you really hornier than normal, but Benadryl, take about 10, 12 Benadryl before you want to have your sexual fun with your partner or whatever you do or masturbate, all right? About an hour later, when you feel it just kicking in, smoke your weed then. And then go ahead and get horny. And
go ahead, horny. Yeah.
Millions of times more. You'll be so blissfully horny that you will not want to come. Trust me, it's better than an orgasm. I've been up for like 48 hours straight before. I'm on my computer watching women wrestling.
Women wrestling.
See, that's you know the fucked up part about me. All my favorite drugs are drugs that make me horny. So, but I never did the 10 to 12 Benadryl because just taking 10 of anything just seems like, man, I'm black, man. Like, niggas ain't going that far, man. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you're going to die.
True.
Like, you're going to die, man. 10 of anything, we not taking double digits.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 bumps. 10, because you just lose count.
Yeah.
After a night, you hang it in the kitchen.
You go, I'll have one more. What the fuck?
Keep arguing about how they fucked up the new Black Panther. Like, oh, man, you know. First one, man, they was really about the black shit. All right. Drugs and acting like a bitch. Dear Danny, my name is Pedro. I've grown up around drugs all my life. Now, I'm not a bitch about it or anything. That was just never my thing. My brother's fucked up on H. God damn. The H. He finally didn't show up during Christmas. Yeah, nigga, he was nodding out. He always been kind of fucked up with the H, but we kind of talked shit out for the past 15 years. Hold up, man. He's reached out since, but then not really close to him. Don't want to take him. One more talk to him anymore. Shit make me feel like a bitch for real. Any possible advice relationship kind of fix? I mean, you just sound like you got a brother on H. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. My whole family fucked around with the H. You know, one of the craziest stories I can tell you. See, my family, my uncle, man, he was like, you know, he was one of them type of niggas, man. He just was about his hustle.
Yeah.
Fucking with the scrap metals and shit.
Yeah.
Like hitting them licks and doing that kind of shit. So he was the type of nigga, he had the crib where like all the niggas, he only like fucked with the heroin shit, like selling and shit, just to be able to do it for free for him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You know, some motherfuckers sell drugs to like make money. No, he was selling drugs just to make his drugs free. But this was like the beginning stages. Like they was like, I feel like that was like the first time we heard about fentanyl coming through. One time, him and all his homies, and they've been doing this shit for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, hanging out, coming to the crib. Everybody look at him like a doctor. They coming through, getting their shit. Sometimes you ain't got no money. whatever the fuck. But one day they got the fentanyl. And everybody, like, about six niggas. Imagine about six niggas. They all hitting the pack, boom, boom. Next thing you know, all these niggas laying on the ground dying. Six niggas in the crib. My uncle, everybody, boom. My cousin ended up saying, and they end up getting everybody to the hospital, whatever the fuck. Everybody ended up making it.
Wow.
The crazy part about that story is that my uncle, he started fucking around with heroin from the military, like being overseas and doing all that shit. You know, that whole story.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he was like 16, like a teenager type shit when he started fucking around. You know, heroin, they didn't look, they didn't know it was bad back then. You know, yeah. It was probably how we fucking around and do all this type of other shit, you know? So, but his first time fucking that fentanyl shit, no, that nigga ain't did heroin ever since.
Oh, wow.
Nigga been super, like, bro, and that was like, I want to say about 10 years ago. And so,
damn. I thought yeah. usually that results in them being like, no, what was that?
Because that's what I'm saying. He's been doing it ever since the real days of it, like being in the war and shit, doing that shit. And then seeing when that shit hit the scene, he like, oh, that was the one. This nigga go to church now. This nigga ain't
was
had
he
no,
in Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit. He ain't had no teeth in his mouth. This nigga got a full denture set now.
That is scrap heaven, dude.
Oh, scrap heaven, yeah.
Detroit?
Yeah.
Those guys got in all those old factories. You got to scrap everything.
Yeah, it's all about copper.
Yeah.
They all want that copper wiring. You know what I'm saying? I actually shot a music video of my uncle. The uncle that I'm talking about. His ass was scrapping copper wire in the video. I wrote songs about it. To be honest, though, motherfuckers think I did that shit before on some crack ass shit. I know I came out and I had missing teeth and shit like that. But yeah. I never scrap metal, motherfuckers. I sell crack. Heroin, like I would sell every fucking drug before I ever would fucking whatever, man. Yeah, but I came to the conclusion that I kind of feel like crack houses are kind of like frat houses.
I can see it.
A bunch of bros hanging out.
It's chilling.
We just play jokes on each other different.
Yeah.
One of our favorite jokes we had in the crack house, a bunch of guys, we hanging out. We'll find the nastiest crackhead because you're never supposed to fall asleep. If you're in here, you got to stay in
here.
You got to be
house.
Up. I'm saying you got to be up. You got to be about your shit. You got to be on your P's and Q's. So if you will fall asleep, we'll just find the nastiest crackhead prostitute and make her suck your dick while you sleep.
that's crazy
the prank we play. Yeah, that's the pranks we play.
That's a wild prank.
Every time they played that prank on me, I just fake sleep. And just come, like, and just roll back over and go to sleep. Niggas stop playing that prank on me because they like, I think he likes it. But there's nothing worse when you do it to it like a motherfucker that just, you know, there's certain guys, they're just not about that kind of debauchery, man.
No.
They just here to sell drugs, make their money, man. They got a kid to take care of, man. They ain't got time for this type of foolishness. But, man, you can't be falling asleep in the spot. We was lucky, though, man. I'm talking about this was like Dreamcast days.
Yeah.
I used to be playing Power Stone.
That's nice. Dreamcast was crazy. And you said some guys would
I'm
wake
playing
up.
Power Stone, selling stones.
And guys would wake up to a.
Wake up to a toothless crackhead.
Just a nightmare.
Trying to suck your dick.
A true nightmare. True. Bro, that's for real evil.
I'm saying. They be doing all type of crazy hazing. I thought about that because I was watching this documentary on, I think it's on Hulu, one of them about frat house hazing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
How many motherfuckers been getting fucked up during that shit? It was like all type of.
Yeah, it's usually
I'm
something.
Like, oh, that's white people shit.
Yeah, that's usually something gay.
But then I thought about it like, but frat house is kind of like cracker. That's kind of gay. Why are you going to make a crackhead suck a nigga dick? Why are you trying to get a nigga dick sucked?
True.
Mind your own
True.
Dick.
Yeah.
Mind your gay. Own dick. How did this start? Yeah. That's how we play yeah. gay shit on each
You're making a guy come.
But yeah, you are, yeah. But then they get fucked up when a nigga like it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I fake sleep. For real. I'm telling you, man. All right.
You gotta hold in the moans while you're trying to sleep.
They just see you just shake like, ugh,
oh shit.
Ugh. Then I roll over, act like ain't nothing happened. You don't talk about it in the morning, I won't talk about it. We all keep it to yourself. All right. My wife doesn't want me to rap. Hey, I'm telling you right now, I don't even got to read the rest of this shit, but if she don't want you to rap, you probably shouldn't be rapping. But
she's supposed to be your staunchest supporter.
Bro.
If the one person that's probably ever heard you rap is probably like, you should not do it.
At this age, let me tell you. All right. Let me finish. Hey, Danny Brown. Hope you and yours are well. I'm a 33-year-old chef from a small town in North Carolina. I love my job. My wife and my life has never been too bad where I regret much. However, I've been rapping since 98, pursued it with everything in my heart for many years before meeting my wife. Touring small bars, selling tapes, battling, couch surfing studios, a real journeyman, if you will. She's a counselor at a domestic violence shelter and didn't agree with my transient lifestyle and drug-filled lyrics, so I respectfully let my dreams die. Because I'm a sucker for everything she is. I still write, and all my homies still bother the shit out of me to continue to make music. I feel too old, too white, and to be honest, my style isn't what these youngers are into. But truth be told, I know my shit's dope. How much of a cornball move would it be to give it one last try before I hang it up? Sincerely, Cole. See, the thing is about rap music, I feel like, it's almost like, in this day and age, it almost was like what basketball was when I was coming up. Everybody played it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to go to the league. So if you love to do it, and it's really like a hobby of yours, still make music. No one's saying you have to fucking go platinum and sell records and do all this and tour and this and that. I mean, if you want to be that, if you want rapping as a career, then yeah, it's a lot of shit has changed. And it's some bullshit you're going to have to go through. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with comedy. You get what I'm saying? It shit changed. You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry. What us old niggas used to like, shit ain't what's cracking right now. But to say that it's still old niggas that listen to old nigga shit. So it's still a fan base for everything. It's still a market for everything. Just, I don't think you're going to be making it to the Billboard Awards anytime soon.
Yeah.
Being a Grammy Award winning artist. But if you still love to make music, why not fucking just make music and still do it, you know, have fun with it, man. What the fuck? Look at me. You asking a nigga. I ain't had one hit song. I always be talking shit about myself like that. I have done good for myself based on the cards that was dealt to me. You get what I'm saying?
I knew who you were, and I was a mechanics freak.
That's how I look up to you, man. Like a nigga like you, like, cause even like with the whole SNL shit, like a motherfucker be like, man, that'd be a type of shit like really inspiring to me. When a motherfucker like some shit like motherfucker be like, oh man, it's over, bro. But then this nigga get more cracking than it ever been. After some shit like that. You get what I'm saying? So like it's never over, man. That's like my favorite like artist, like LP, like motherfuckers like that. So like even me with rapping, I'm about to be fucking 42 years old. It's like, what the fuck am I still doing? Why not? But then I still look up to people that I look up to. And at the end of the day, you know what I really feel like? It's not my talent. It's a God-given. It's not me to say when to stop. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm still able in my brain, and I'm still able to hear shit, and I'm still able to fucking do it, then I should be fucking doing it. Because it was never mine to fucking... You get what I'm saying? If I can make people happy, and people still love to hear me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So fucking... That's the thing I think about it, so... I would say at the end of the day, man, stop worrying about what... This is what's happening with rap music and why shit's going bad. And probably in everything in general. All these old niggas is too much in these young niggas' business, man. If you don't care about the music they make, if you don't care about the type of style of comedy they do, stop worrying about them, man. Do what the fuck you got to do and mind your own business and cater to your fans. Stop being mad that it's new shit and this young niggas gonna like new shit, man. That's all it is, man. I don't give a fuck. I like some of the young shit, and then some of the shit I be like, oh, this dumb. I mean, most of it, I know it's fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? But that's the same shit old nigga said about us. You remember when I fucking came in the game, I was fucking, nigga, they hated me because of the fucking same shit. I wore fucking tight-ass pants. I had a missing tooth. I had a fucking perm with a swoop to the side.
Yeah.
I looked like somebody you didn't want to talk to. I mean... Not for the right reason. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And next is a transitional period. Yo, what up, Danny in the booth, boys? This is the question for all y'all. So I'm at the last semester of college. I'm at the point in life where I have to decide where I'm going to live and work after school. My question is, how do I make tough decisions in life? What is this nigga asking me? What is the question?
How do you make tough decisions?
I mean, this sounds like something.
I'll tell you, this is number one, you don't fucking email a podcast. That's not how you do it.
So especially Danny Brown podcast. Yeah, yeah. Like, Rogan might could have helped you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Danny Brown, what the fuck am I going to tell you, man? Like, I've never been to college. College is always like, man, I went to college one time. We were doing, like, fake checks. Like scamming.
Oh, nice.
With college students. Because, you know, college students is broke. So
yeah.
They gotta do anything. Like, man. So we was up there. One of my homies, he let us stay in his dorm room. and like try to scam college kids and shit. We made a couple dollars with that. But only thing about it, I didn't know you couldn't smoke weed in dorm rooms and shit. I thought it was like lit. The RA came.
They're very serious about that.
Yeah, it shut down a whole operation. But yeah, that was cool. Y'all niggas dumb though. For real. If anybody ever tell you, man, I'm gonna put $10,000 in your account, and you can have $1,000, and you go for that. But college kids, man, they like, man, $1,000. All right. All my scam niggas know what I'm talking about. All right, pass lyrics.
What college was it? I mean, the fact that any of these kids saw you and were like, all right, deal.
This is way before.
What the fuck?
This is way before any Danny Brown shit.
This is community college, dude.
No, Eastern Michigan.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Ypsilanti?
Earl Boykins.
Yeah. I almost went there for football.
For real?
Yeah.
God damn it,
I wanted
man.
To go.
Eastern Michigan? No, Eastern Michigan is a good school.
Yeah.
It's like, niggas go to the league from Eastern Michigan and they like, you know, it's the D1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the MAC.
That's where it's in.
What's up?
It's in where? Eastern Michigan?
Ypsilanti?
Oh, yeah. Ypsilanti gangster, man. All those, that's what's happening right now in Michigan, man. Like Detroit, well, I guess it is. All right. I mean, I live in Austin now. I can't be talking about shit I don't know about. All right. Past lyrics. What up, Danny? Are there any past lyrics in your catalog that you regret writing or make you cringe whenever you write them out? Like, yeah, I will say it is. It's a lot of, I will say it's a lot of homophobic slurs and a lot of earlier music, like me saying, you know, that's before we knew it was bad to say that kind of shit, though. So I will say I do feel bad about that because I do know, you know, I have a lot of friends that shit hurt their feelings type shit. But then they do know that is like my earlier shit way before I even knew it. Like, man, you got to think, man, I got one lyric that I say that just lets you know. And I remember I'm from back when Snoop called Luke a Frisco. You remember that?
It's pretty
funny. Was a Frisco. How you call a nigga a Frisco in a rap song? You not only just called him like a homophobic slur in some sense, but then you generalize it to an area. Yeah. That's what make it bad. Like, damn, so Frisco is more fucked up than New York. Like, it's just like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
no,
he's like,
oh,
man, that's some fucked up shit. Oh, yeah, you seen that? Lori Harvey making niggas sign NDAs to fuck?
No.
That's crazy.
Who's doing this?
Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter. She's a bad bitch, though.
She's making people sign NDAs and she's fucking them?
I mean, like, she only fucking with, like, high class. She thinks she with the nigga from Snowfall or not. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was with this nigga, Michael B. Jordan, for a minute.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I never have heard of this person.
But
this is Steve Harvey's daughter?
Yeah. That's the only thing that'll fuck me up. I ain't trying to fuck around with no Steve Harvey daughter because I don't want to meet that nigga. Can you imagine trying to hang out with that nigga, trying to convince this nigga that you cool enough to fuck his daughter? I ain't got time for that. But she's pretty.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
But that's how ill she is. She make a nigga sign NDAs to fuck. My whole shit is, that'd be the one thing, that'd be my deal breaker, man. I don't give a fuck how good you look, man. I got to tell the homies.
Yeah.
I got to tell the homies,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I fuck
no
Steve
way.
Harvey's daughter.
Bro! It's no way, like, because did I really fuck if I didn't tell the homies? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah,
bitches do the same shit, too. They talk way more than us.
You got to tell. It's like if a tree fell in the woods.
Look, Lori Harvey was fucking around with Diddy. Imagine being Eskimo brothers with Diddy. Oh, you got to fuck a lot of niggas for that. But hold up. All right. Well, that was all that was. All right. All right, man. Pump it up, doggy. Drugs and acting like a bitch. Dear Danny.
Everyone is being a bitch. That's what they're all like. I'm not trying to be a bitch about this, but my brother's addicted to heroin and I'm having a tough time. It's like, you're not being a bitch, dude. That is hard. Don't worry.
Oh, we read this one.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah. Oh, that was on them? Oh, yeah. Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
The heroin, that's a tough one, though. It's tough to, because by the time they're 15 years on heroin, you probably hate that fucking guy.
Heroin is just a big deal anyway.
Yeah.
Any motherfucker that, like I said, my whole, man, that shit just, if it's one thing, I mean, just watching them growing up, being around that shit, man, if it was one drug, and I'm an experimental ass motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? But if it was one drug I knew, it was like, man, that shit and crack I've just never ever touched. You know what I'm saying? But some new shit will come out tomorrow. I might try. No, I ain't gonna lie, man. I be saying like watching like videos like Flocka.
Yeah.
Flocka compilations and fucking like that's the only drugs that I don't really ever want to fuck with, like PCP, like shit that gonna make you get butt naked in public. And jump head first to police windows. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the drugs I don't want. You
that's
know what
a
I'm
good
saying?
Day though. While you're doing it, that must be fucking nuts.
No,
dude.
Not like the what was the one rapper, man? He fucking with PCP, he ended up chopped his bitch up.
It's a tough hangover.
Lurch, Big Lurch. Yeah, we ain't about to go down that rabbit hole. Big Lurch, man. Yeah, that's fucked up too. Well, me being
Big Lurch chopped up a lady?
Man, ate the bitch.
It's a perfect crime.
Ate the bitch, man. Big Lurch. Big Lurch did some crazy shit, man. I used to listen to that, man, growing up. I just think, see, that's the thing, same shit we was talking about earlier, like just shock value.
Yeah.
In some sense. And I feel like I used to listen to a lot of that rap music for shock value purpose. Even with a lot of rap songs that I made, I would say shit in it. Shock value purpose. Like, even with you. You know you say sometimes, like, it's shock value, motherfuckers laugh at this shit. You don't necessarily fucking
feel
that way. Mean that way. You just know this shit funny to say. You get what I'm saying?
The Lurch was about it.
Bro.
That's the thing.
Have you ever heard Gangsta Nip, I'm Disgusting?
No.
Oh, my God. It's one of the, bro. And I used to listen to that as a teenager.
Yeah.
Like everybody in this podcast, they're going to go listen to it, man. Called a whole name Lynn. About a quarter to 10. Got to her house at 10 for 10. She was eating her best friend. Sucked it so good, left her jaw cracked. Told her mama to go and get your nasty ass drawers back. I'm disgusting. Imagine that 13. That was stand up to me.
Yeah.
This shit was hilarious. Yeah. I wasn't even getting pussy then. Shit like that. I was like, oh my God. This nigga is hilarious. He had one bird talking about a bitch jacking off on a bus. Oh, there's so much shit, man. I love Gangsta Nip, man. Gangsta Nip, I'm disgusting. I fuck your bitch in the shed. And I start tripping out her head. All right. I want to know if you can offer. All right, this is white people shit.
Oh, nice.
White people shit.
I know, his favorite topic. I wanted to know if you can offer any insights to this. Is it a white people thing to approach dangerous wild animals? Definitely. Definitely. There's a lot of videos online of white folks being charged by bison or elk in national parks. I live in Alaska where they get closer to bears and moose in order to get a picture. Have white people been conditioned to think they shouldn't be scared of wild animals? Big fan of the podcast. Keep it high and tight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of animals, but I think a lot of those people getting hit by bison and shit at national parks are Asians also. So... they're in there too.
God damn it, man.
But
you don't quit.
They no, I don't know, man. It looks like it every single
all
time.
Right. Now from a nigga perspective.
Yeah.
From a young G's perspective. Yeah. Niggas ain't fucking with the nothing that looks like you can't shoot it once and it's gonna die. I feel like that's the whole premise of that.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga fight a dog. We see a dog attacking a bitch. Yeah, a nigga walk up and kick that bitch because we know we got a gun. We can shoot this dog at a die. But if you see a bear attacking a bitch, the bitch is dead. Like, niggas ain't jumping in no fights.
Yeah.
Helping bitches with bears. Like, or like any other.
You remember that video of that lady getting taken by a tiger at a safari? Mm-hmm. I think it was in China, actually. This guy, he's in his car with his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Like one of those safaris when they walk up to the window and shit?
Yeah, they get out to switch. I don't know why. She gets out of the car. A tiger comes, takes her immediately, and the guy, yeah, he goes, she's gone. He doesn't even make an effort.
My bitch already knows.
Yeah, if a tiger gets her,
no,
it's over.
I'm saying she already knows. She ain't even gonna put herself in that situation, man. She know this nigga right here is a bitch when it comes to some shit like that. If a mouse came in the crib right now, it ain't on me. That's one thing I don't fuck with, man. I don't fuck with rodents, man. Like, and that's crazy that you know, growing up in the hood and shit, because we grew up around a lot of fast food restaurants. So our neighborhood was like infested with rats and shit. Like everybody, like it wasn't nothing like you could be ashamed about because everybody at that time around their crib had like rats and shit and all that type of shit. But yeah, man, it was a real stressful way of living, man.
Yeah.
Living in a house with fucking infested by mice and rats and shit like that. But we ended up getting snakes. I'll talk about the snakes.
I had to confront some animals this past summer.
I mean, New York. See, that's why I could never live in New York, man.
No, I mean, I was at my parents' house, and it was late at night. It was in the middle of Pennsylvania, and I heard some like screams from the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I've never heard this. I go out, and my cat was surrounded by coyotes.
Oh, fuck.
And I had to go out there. I was like, my heart was pounding. I was like, I had to like save the cat, scare him off. I was like, get out of here,
So, damn, you did a good thing.
Yeah, I was scared though.
Nigga.
They're small dogs. I could have attacked.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. Like, I'm trying to think. Like,
yeah, it was like 2 in the morning.
I don't know coyote moves, man. Like, I don't really. That was hyenas. I was thinking about Lion King.
No, hyenas would be a very, like, that'd be a serious problem.
That's all I think about when I was like, man, that's Lion King, man. Them hyenas was dangerous.
No, you ever get that adrenaline? You got to scream at an animal with.
Oh no! I've been like attacked by animals
adrenaline.
Before.
Yeah.
I've been attacked before, man. This shit is real life, man. A dog. Like, yeah, dogs. I mean,
dogs hate you guys.
In Detroit,
dogs fucking hate you guys.
Because of the shit we feed them. These niggas like, man, this nigga giving me spaghetti. He know I can't handle this shit. This shit fucking me up. I'm diarrhea in everywhere. Nigga giving me fucking
spaghetti.
He giving me corned beef hash and fried cabbage. Niggas is giving up everything, man. Niggas giving everything. I ain't coney dogs and shit, man. This nigga ain't bought dog food one time in this bitch, man.
That's how I look at all my dogs. That's my dog voice. Yeah. They always talk to me like, man, what's up, man?
That's what you got, man. You coming in this motherfucker, man. You got in this motherfucker. Nigga gave me Taco Bell. Fuck my stomach up.
All right.
White people shit. Paintballs and airsoft. I don't think that's really white people shit, man. That's just fun shit, man. What are you talking about? Niggas like shooting guns, man. And that's just men shit. Guns. What are you talking about?
What up, Danny? First, I just want to say I love your work and appreciate all the music and comedy content you bless her with. I just went down a rabbit hole watching airsoft videos on YouTube for way too long before I realized it was some top-tier white people shit. Grown-ass men running around in the woods shooting each other for fun. It's only white people in these videos, and it does seem like that's the thing only white people do. I'm white, though, and I can't lie. Looks like fun. No, nigga. Niggas want to run around the woods and shoot shit, too. We just can't afford the gear that comes with that shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is. If you want to be real airsoft, nigga, and shoot motherfuckers like that, man, that shit is expensive, man. Check out Chief Keef. Chief Keef changed his whole life. Went from a Chicago nigga pointing guns at police, moving to L.A., living in the hills. All he do is fucking airsoft and shooting.
Really?
He's able to get his shit off. Yeah, he got his own glory hole airsoft team, all that shit. Glory hole. God damn, I'm sorry. Glory boys. Look where my mind at.
I've only been paintballing once, and I didn't participate. I was hungover. It was my friend's bachelor party, and he wanted to go paintballing. And I got fucked up the night before, and I was like, I'm not running around doing all that.
Yeah.
But my friends, it was all like white trash dudes, and then they got teamed up with black dudes from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. They united, and they had a great time.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
I think that'd be actually very. I think that's men shit.
It was truly unfair. It was white trash dudes and black dudes versus like women.
Oh.
It was a massacre.
Shoot the bitches in the face.
If those two unite, it's over.
Shooting them bitches in the face.
They really fucked them up. It was pretty fun to watch. Like,
people go to play some
were screaming. They were screaming.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
They would get behind the wall like from a foot
you
away.
You ever got shot with a paintball before?
No, that's why I didn't do it. I was like, I'm not going, dude.
I got shot by mistake playing. I shot myself, to be honest. But just playing, though. But yeah. All right, I'm about to torture you now. You want to see some of these freestyles?
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely get some good shit going here.
First up, we got Odie from the Go.
What's good, Danny Brown? What's good, Booth Boys? It's Odie from the Go, man. Residing from the 414. I'm from the 773, man, so Midwest stand up. You do things by the three with me. I'm by the four. I'm one step ahead of you niggas, and that's for sure. I want more beneath to find peace for what I have. I switch blade, decapitate niggas, and then I laugh. Brand new whip, work my ass off for the bag. You must be down bad fucking hoes I been had. Just get cash, focus on being a good dad. I'm liable to hit your BM and that stack. Straight facts, I never fail for the cap. You niggas super gullible, dying over some cap. The sound of that click clack and make it get back. One false move and now your name on some pack. From the basement to different states, put my name up on the map. Waking up, crack a door, I'm running to the money now. Since I moved, people acting funny now. Well, I'm done with the nice guy. Pussy need to cut it out. Odie from the Go, man, signing off. I love y'all.
Shout out Odie from the Go, man. Yeah, cook could rap. See, goddamn, man, sometimes I be wanting y'all niggas to pick the bad niggas so I can talk shit about them. I can't say nothing bad about Cuz, man. Cuz out here trying to make it, man. What I look like hating on another black man busting bars from his car.
Mm.
I'll be a straight up hater, man. I was once you, man. So I'm not about to do that, man. But shout out Odie from the Go, man. You picked that one, Zolo, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that was your whole thing. He's like, all right, this nigga pretty good. He pretty good.
That's how. See, wait, do you get usually bad ones?
I try to. Lately, man, I've been getting some chicks. The chicks been, what it has been, it be like motherfuckers, they be sending shit in on some troll shit, being funny on purpose, you know, right, saying some bullshit on purpose, which I love. That's really what I love.
You got any white freestyles?
Oh, all the time.
Fire
what are
some
you talking
whites,
about?
Dude.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, they. Oh, we've had the M&Ms.
We got this guy from last week, T-Mac.
Denny Brown, Booth Boys, what up? Oh, say my verses are fatter, but I'm mad at you, acting nervous, you the worst on the track, and that's for damn sure. If you be purposely capping to pull up in the black Suburban, cut it up fast, take my ass, trapping and do back, and that's for sure, just because I'm sure it would be dirt if it's working. Clapping it, working it, better run fast like these crackheads, jacking the purses with the cash, dipping fast, and that's for certain. Hit up the dope man first in. Got to make sure we got the perks in. Cop that third D's and he skirt in. T-Mac for sure putting work in. Jerking on a skirt sim once you go to church in. No cap, never dude, hold man. Back. Lot of dough trying to hold back. Blunt roll with the whole pack.
He can rap,
these
though.
Lines, hoes
just,
like where
I
the
just...
blow at. Said, no, yo, not for your nose. That's a whole different thing. Got to know that. Not talking about the coke. Talking about these lines up in my notepad. You were so trash. Make me so mad. Make me want to leave you with a toe tag. You can quote that. Spent like four racks on that hoe's ass. Wrote that in my notes app. Throw it on a beat and it's gonna slap. Or you want to come through but you can't come like you want some Prozac. Booth Boys, Danny Brown, you're where my bros at.
Is that a thing? You can't come when you take Prozac?
Yeah.
But your dick still get hard?
According to Dr. Drew, yeah.
It makes you, I mean, your dick can still get hard, you just can't come.
Yeah, it's like a delayed ejaculation.
This sounds like something I need to be trying out. Because I don't know what this thing is. The older I'm getting, man, my dick is sensitive. It's like, I can't.
That's good. I'm not. You got to speed up the process. I'm ready to just get it done.
I don't know, man. It's the only athletic thing I do.
Oh.
So I feel like, you know, I got it every
not
time
doing
I get
anything
shit the fuck.
It's
like, like, I put my Fitbit on. You know what I'm saying? I put the heart rate shit across my chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I time my shit. Like, I feel like if I fuck three times a week, I don't got to work out.
True.
Eat good, fuck three times a week. You don't never got to work out. That's what I was trying to tell Rogan, man. He ain't get it. I'm like, bro, you could be skinny, man. If you just, you know, eat once a day, fuck three times a week. Do mad drugs and shit. Oh, whatever. What are we talking about? I'm telling y'all this, man. I'm deleting TikTok off my phone for sure. It's tracking your algorithm too crazy because, I mean, you know, I do my thing. I be watching my little freakiness on my phone every now and then. Now, every time I cut on TikTok, I'm getting nofap and how to quit porn videos and all this type of shit. So I'm like, what is tracking me? How did this come? What do they know that I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? So I don't like that shit.
You got a
man.
Horny algorithm.
I mean, I'm trying to get it there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
You gotta just send videos. That's how it changes your algorithm.
Oh.
If you share a video with someone, like I just send my friend cat videos every day.
And then you
now my algorithm is just cat videos. It's pretty nice.
No.
The horny videos were getting out of control, dude.
On TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, it was like college girls. All of a sudden, I'm looking at it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, is this how old?
All I got
how is, old are these women?
All I got is muscle bitches.
Oh, really?
Bitches doing deadlifts and shit.
It's kind of actually nice.
I love it.
Yeah, that is nice, dude.
Like, that shit is hot. I don't know. I'm like, man, goddamn, man. Good game for a bitch with muscles, man. So, yeah, man, I know you fuck with the FIFA.
Video game reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Last time that you created, it had just dropped, man. How you liking this new one?
I don't like it. It's my least favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I don't know. It's score too easily. Every fucking game's like 6 to 8.
Yeah, no, I'm playing with Austin FC. I'm an Austin FC fan now since I'm out here. I've been to a couple games, so I'm all in and I'm invested. I went to the playoff. I ain't gonna lie, man, because I had
I don't really feel like that's a stunt. I was a Pistons season ticket holder.
That's not a stunt.
Yeah, we losing like a motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. I'll be leaving at halftime and down there every game. But I think one of the funnest times I had is at an Austin FC game.
Soccer's and
I've been
fun,
to a fucking, I went to fucking Emirates. Fucking
really?
Arsenal.
Yeah.
I went and seen them niggas.
Yeah,
like,
that's
big
fun.
Big boy baller shit. It was cold as fuck when I went, though. That's the only thing about it. Like, niggas bundled up. You had to have gloves on. It was, but I did have a great time. So, yeah. So, that's...
Soccer rules, dude. I lived in Madrid for a while, and I would go to Atletico Madrid games constantly.
Oh, wow.
Shit was awesome.
I know they're getting ratchet.
The year they
bitches.
Won the league, dude, it was unbelievable. Everybody smokes the whole
singing
time in the stadium.
Singing songs and going crazy.
Singing, everybody had
that's
sacks
what I liked about
wine.
It, man. Motherfuckers in that bitch partying.
Yeah.
Like, I try to get on the field, like, get the closest tickets to the pitch and shit, but I want to be in the section where the motherfuckers is partying at.
Yeah.
Niggas throwing flares, singing the songs and shit. Like, I don't know, man. That shit was fun to me. So, yeah, I went to a couple playoff games. But, yeah, so, it is.
Soccer's fun, man.
It is too easy to score.
In the new FIFA,
But they saying this is the last one from EA, right?
Yeah. I think with FIFA, yeah.
So hopefully another publisher going to pick it up. I mean, we had, I never really, Pro Evo.
No, I never played it.
I never was a pro. That's Europe motherfuckers love that shit.
They do.
I never really was a crazy pro. I've played a few times, man, but.
What else are you playing?
Right now I'm at the end of Cyberpunk. And yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm kind of over this story, man. Fuck Johnny Silverhands, man. Keanu Reeves, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Why is you? I feel like it's him kind of ruined the game a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. If it had just been just a regular nigga, that would have been the character they've been doing. I don't think I'd be this irritated as I am with this nigga. But I'm kind of over this fucking I'm kind of over Cyberpunk at this point. But
I'm playing Red Dead again right now.
That's a good.
It's fun, but all you do is every mission, you got to ride your horse for fucking 20 minutes.
Only thing I really feel like they really dropped the ball with Red Dead Online. I really feel like it'd have been so cool to be like having like your own posses, crews of cowboys, beefing with it. Like the same shit that's going on in Grand Theft Auto right now, I'd rather do that shit in Red Dead. You know, but we'll be up out of here in a minute, man. I'll drop a history lesson for y'all niggas, though.
Let history.
This nigga named Reggie Harden. He was a professional basketball player. Actually played for the Pistons. This nigga was the first NBA player to go to the league without college because his grades were so bad in high school. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this nigga, because even before he went to college or the NBA, nigga wrecked one of the Supremes on Woodward. Florence Ballard. He wrecked one of the Supremes in 1960. Way before she was Supreme with Diana Ross, and it ended up fucking her life up. She had a long life of drug juice and all that shit. But this nigga, they let him in the league after that. Played for the Pistons.
Is it confirmed he did that?
Yeah, confirmed. So then he went to the league and shit. He was like I said, his grades were so bad, they wouldn't even let the nigga, he couldn't go to no colleges, but some type of way they finessed it and let him in the league. So he was end up being the first NBA player straight out of high school by default on some type of situation. But then when he was in the league, the nigga was, he kept a heater on him, kept a gun in his gym bag, fighting niggas all the time. Yeah. He was missing flights. The nigga would miss all his flights, all type of shit. The way he got kicked off the Pistons, he ended up beating up a police officer. He fucked up a police officer. They kicked him out. The NBA suspended him. But then he ended up coming back. He played for like a few more teams. Like I think he was on the Bulls. He was on the Pacers. But then he got addicted to the H.
Oh, man.
The nigga started fucking around with the heroin. And a nigga shot his ass in the head at 30.
All right.
That's the story of Reggie Harden. First NBA player. Fresh out of high school. I mean, niggas don't know that shit. But he was a Detroit nigga straight from the East Side. The fucked up part about it is that his kids killed niggas. So it's like, damn, is this hereditary? Just psycho shit in this nigga. He was 7 feet and he could rebound. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes you.
He was a 7 foot tall.
7 foot.
That's a big.
Bro, he was 7 foot and he can rebound. That's why they bypassed all this shit. He ripped the bitch before he got to the league. Why we keep saying rip on YouTube? I feel like every episode. All right.
He shot himself?
No, another nigga shot him. He's beefing with some niggas in the hood.
Oh, wow.
Nigga smoked him. But yeah, Reggie Harden. Shouts out to Pistons, man. They know how to draft them. But yeah, see, like Jim Bag right there. They saying the pistol was up in that bitch right there. All right, we about to get up out this motherfucker, but I'm going to end it on this note. I don't want to get this bitch-ass nigga no clout, but I'm back on it because it started with Madden Shame. But this nigga right here, Cyrax. Yeah, Cyrax. But yeah, I know
how's he been doing? I haven't been following him.
He saw the episode that I did with you guys.
Yeah, how did he feel about it?
And thought, oh, he was very pissed. He was very upset about that shit. And so, yeah, me and him, we've been kind of going back and forth ever since.
You should have him on.
He's a...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah, I remember feeling bad about this. And then
I'm not fucking with that nigga.
You said he was a...
The whole shit about it is we doing it for Grandma Sally, man. He living with his grandma.
Okay.
He's doing all this wild shit. We trying to say grandma. She got her boyfriend, Ed, living up in there. They want to have some quality time of themselves.
But Cyrax is in there.
Cyrax in there in the alley. He in the attic screaming and yelling at motherfucking trolls on YouTube doing all this nasty shit. I mean, the newest shit right now that we got going on, I can show you guys this. Come on, pull up Cyrax Apple. He got an Apple Watch now on YouTube. This is nice. Where we at. Yeah, this is where we at with Cyrax now. And then we'll be up out of here. But yeah.
Nigga, please. I'm rocking a $400 smartwatch. What are you rocking?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Your grandmother bought that for you.
$400, nigga.
Your grandmother bought that for you.
You're a classless hack, bro. You got no class. You got no swag or style, bro. I'm Cyrax, a.k.a. DJ Otak. Who the fuck are you? A fat piece of shit nobody without me. That's who.
All right. So that's where we at with Cyrax,
dude,
man.
Leave him alone, bro. Leave him alone. He's pumped. He got an Apple Watch. He didn't have to be a dick about it, though. He was mean about it. He got a...
It's a fake Apple Watch, too. He don't even got an iPhone.
Don't do that to him, dude. That's a real Apple Watch.
It's not. It's fake.
Don't tell
he
him
figured
it's
it
fake.
Out. He don't even got an iPhone.
Just
you
let
can't
him have
use
it,
an Apple Watch without an iPhone. All right, man.
Let him have it.
Let him
Why
have it.
Why are you taking
Just
it?
Let him rock.
Let him say it's $400.
He's saying, nigga.
Come on, dude. He's allowed to.
All right.
Look at it. He's getting... Come on.
I don't love Cyrax. I love King Cobra. Part two, man. Yeah, recently King Cobra said he down to do the boxing match. He said he'll fuck Cyrax up. And
who's King Cobra?
Oh, man. You want to go down this rabbit hole? King Cobra be drunk as fuck, man.
Good evening, YouTube.
There you go. This is the latest video right here.
We have a mixture of 360 double chocolate vodka.
Ooh.
But what's this? We also have two shooters of Kinky Pink mixed with a chocolate buzz ball.
What is it?
He makes drink combos, man. He's the illest. Look. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck.
Mm. You don't even know how to drink combo. Oh, is it good? Cheers to my album selling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's
so wait,
my dog.
He just gets fucked up on his YouTube.
Man, King Cobra goes down, bro. That's a long rabbit hole you can go down here.
Dude,
this is my boy.
This
He's the gothic sexy bad
this.
Boy. He does. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be in this.
Yeah.
This is not good stuff.
That's where. See, that's where we end up here every time on this podcast when they talk about this is my YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
This is what's going on in my life. Cyrax and fucking King
Cobra. And you're trying to get them to box.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them to box, yeah. Low-cal boxing.
One of them's going to pass away, dude.
Cyrax is going to fuck it. I mean, King Cobra, fuck Cyrax up, man. That's on the set.
I don't know.
King Cobra's kind of big, though. I feel like.
Oh, really?
I don't know I don't ever want to meet King Cobra in real life. Because the hygiene thing, man.
Yeah, just... which room would you rather spend the night in?
Cyrax going to you, though.
No, neither of them are there. You just got to live in their house.
Oh, King Cobras.
Yeah?
Yeah, King Cobras. I ain't fucking with Sally and them. I ain't fucking with Sally and them, man. You know what I'm saying? Up at that motherfucker, man. Niggas calling the phone all night, trolling and doing all kind of shit. Oh, yeah, man. Niggas keep sending them sauce sandwiches, too. That's been a reoccurring thing.
Sauce?
So what they do is, like, that's how we get drinks and all that shit.
So what they would do is they send them Uber Eats, but they would order a Subway sandwich with
just like with mayonnaise,
all the sauces, all the vinegars. Here it go. But to him, it's a come up. He's like, "Y'all sending me free food? I'm gonna eat it."
Blacked out on the horrific shit.
That's hilarious. Red wine, vinegar, yellow mustard, honey mustard sauce, creamy sriracha, buffalo sauce. Sweet onion teriyaki.
This guy must be so sick all the time. All the time, dude.
He don't be streaming for days at a time. Yeah, I'd be like, I know he fucked
he's
up.
He's so sick, dude.
Subway makes good sandwiches. Fuck Jared Fogler. Okay, alright. Look at this sloppy mess, YouTube. This is ridiculous.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This nigga eating a sauce sandwich.
Oh,
and loving it.
Oh, oh my god. You got Cobra to eat his vegetables.
Oh. Like, thanks for the free sub, asshole.
Thanks for the free sub, asshole.
You thought you got me.
You thought you
this
got
this shit's good.
He think he won every time, man. All right, man. We have got to get up out of here, man. Thank y'all motherfuckers for joining us, man. Thank you,
yo,
Shane.
Thank you,
man.
Bro. You're the man.
I would say you're one of the funniest motherfuckers I know, man. And
thanks, bro.
It's an honor for you to come through and fuck with us, man. I know everybody going to be excited you're here, man. So, yeah, man. Shouts out.
Come to a spot tonight. Come do stand-up, bro.
I got my homie JPEG Mafia in town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's probably, so... I don't know. It depends on see how you feeling.
I don't know we if supposed I want Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia in my show.
But no, I went up. No, I'm down to come see you though.
Come
tonight. Right, where you
cool.
at? You at the
Cap City?
Yeah, that's not too far. I'm I mean, my girl want to come. She want to see you. So
let me know.
It depends on what. We keep it posted. But yeah, shouts out to y'all motherfuckers. Love y'all motherfuckers. Wild Me Studios. Hey, peace and love, motherfuckers. I'm out. We'll be right back.